All right, good morning to you. We're going to get on to the message today. The title of this week's sermon is The Power of Worship in Prayer. The power, wonder-working power, the power of worship in prayer. That's the subject. That's the title of this sermon. And I want to just thank the Lord for this message. And Lord, we ask you to bless this sermon. Help it to ignite and light in us praise and worship towards you, and let it melt our hearts. Help our hearts to be set on you, Lord. We want to be more like you, and we want more people to be like you. And we praise you and thank you for what you're already doing. But I just ask that you would open our hearts and that we'll be a light to the world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. The power of worship in prayer. You say, what is that, Pastor? Well, over the next several weeks, I want to preach on that. And I want you to be able to not only live that way, but all of us to spread that and to make it a part of our lives. The power. You see, how many of you would like more power? Say, I'd like to have power for this, power for that. But what about power to glorify God? What about power to be a light? As we used to sing as a little boy in my Sunday school, we said, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And they quickly exited me stage left because I couldn't hold it. No, I'm just kidding. But I used to say that, this little light of mine, I want to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. We're going to talk about over the next few weeks how to let it shine. The power of worship in prayer. You say, well, Pastor, what does that mean? The power of worship in prayer, this refers to the practice of using worship. How you worship God. How you adore God. How you applaud for the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The power of worship in prayer is referred to the practice of using worship to connect with God. God blesses you, you praise him. And that gives you power to connect with God. You see, we all want the blessings of God. But where's our mind? You know, they talk about mindset. Is your mind set on what God can do for you? What he can give you? Or is your mindset on his love and his grace? God wants us to have our mindset on him. And many of us sometimes will pray and pray about something and say, wonder why God isn't intervening and blah, 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 blah. It's because of our mindset. It's like being plugged in. I have a water distiller. I'm looking at it right now. Some of you have seen it when you come over. And it's plugged in. It's set into the wall. I don't know what the voltage is, but I have to be careful when I plug that plug in. Because when I am plugged in, when I am set in my mind and my body, everything is set in being careful. God wants our mindset. He wants us to be plugged into him. For he is the power. Okay? I can take that plug over there against that wall, and I could throw it around all day long, and it wouldn't make any distilled water for me. But when I plug it into the power, for he is the power. And we want to be glorified. God, you know, do this for me, that for me, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And it's fine, and we should ask God. But we use it for our glory. But it's to be rebounded back to him for his glory. Glory be to you, Lord. And you look from Old Testament to New Testament, which we will over a period of time, and you will see the people of God. Their mind was set on him and his greatness and his power and his oneness, not their mind set on, God, what are you going to do for me? God, why haven't you intervened yet for this or that or the other thing? Fine to ask, but what are you plugged into? Is your mind set on God or what God can do for you? Sometimes we want to rear back and say, well, God, you know, why am I having a problem with this? Why am I having a problem with that? You know, why haven't you done something for me? Why this and another thing? Because we're more interested in what God can do for us, We all have to examine ourselves. Number one, myself. Am I too much focused on what God can do for me, opposed to what and who God is? See, God wants us to be plugged into Him, and He wants our mind, in plural all of it, our minds set on God, not on stuff. God will give you stuff. God will bless you. But there can be no greater blessing than Jesus Christ. And He wants our mindset, not on what you're going to get for Christmas. And it's fine to get something for Christmas. Give me some too. But that's not what it's about. It's about Jesus. It's about His birth. It's about His death and resurrection. It's about the gospel. So the power of worship in prayer, that when we pray, our minds are focused on God and His greatness. And that's the power. We begin to worship God. God, I praise you and I worship you for you doing this and doing that. And for who you are. Not just for what you do, but for who you are. And we fall on our knees and we worship Him. It has a transformative effect on us. The power of worship in prayer. We'll get a little more detail here in a moment. But you see, all things, the basis for this sermon is from the book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 36. And there we read that for Him, it's all for Him. He's number one. It's not for Earl, okay? And what God does for me is not for me. It's for His glory. For the greater His glory and the greater I am into His glory, the greater the blessing is. Not more stuff. God will give you stuff, but that's not it. See, for from Him. See, here's the basis. Everything is from Him. Paul wrote Romans 11, 36. For from Him and through Him. You see, you could not receive anything unless you had a through way. And this is a spiritual thing. That from Him and through Him. And in Him. Not at the supermarket. Not at the store. But in Him are all things. What does that remind you of? That kind of language, that kind of truth. That for Him, to Him, are all things. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the sovereignty of God. Remember the series we had on the sovereignty of God? Well, it is through Him and for Him that everything was created. He could give you nothing unless He was the Lord God Almighty, who is the creator of all things. So why not approach Him? Why not be mindset upon Him rather than the material aspect? See, that's what the sovereignty of God is all about, that He is the creator of all things, and all things were for Him and from Him, and they will always be. So the power of worship in prayer, that when we pray, we're praying to be welded into, one with Jesus Christ. So therefore, since all things come from Him and are for Him, there was even a singing group called For Him. We need to get back to that lesson of that song, that everything is for Him. We want Him to have everything for us. No, it's everything's for Him. And through Him, we are blessed. Through Him, we're blessed. Let me go on. The power of worship and prayer refers to using worship to connect with God. Plug me in. Plug me in, we're saying. The worship, the power of the worship of God in prayer is to connect us with God and enhance the effectiveness of our prayer. We pray, oh, God, I want you to intervene. Because we're not connected. We're connected to the stuff we're asking Him for and not to the God who creates all things. And all things are from Him, for Him. You can't hotwire blessings from God and go around putting your faith in Him, trusting in Him, The power of worship and prayer. We're just saying that we need to be more God connected, Christ inspired, rather than what we want or need. The power of worship. So when you pray, you need to worship God. You need to praise Him. You need to love Him. You need to embrace Him. Well, you need to tell God of how great and wonderful you are. You see, you got to kind of, you know, sweeten up God. No, it should be our act of worship. It should be the response of our heart. That other stuff is not valuable. The Creator is. The power of worship and prayer refers to the practice of using worship to connect with God. Oh, God, you are so great. It's not buttering Him up and all of that. No, it's telling the truth because He made everything. And God, wow, look at the heavens. You know, it says the heavens declare the glory of that. God, I didn't know you were like that. Wow, God, wow. We need to be wowed by God. You see, that's worship. The power of worship in prayer. And then you see your prayers answered because you are hooked into the right source. You're plugged in. It's no phony thing. You in your soul are changed and transformed. How great thou art. We sing that song. How great thou art. And we need Him. Oh, we need Him. We need to pray to Him. And we're going to talk about how to pray over the next few months. How to pray to God. Using worship connects us with God and helps us to pray better. The focusing on God's greatness and expressing the gratitude and adoration and worship can help us enter deeper intimacy with Him. Deeper intimacy. It's not like, well, thank you, Lord, I'm gone. You remember them shoes I asked for? No, this is a relationship, folks. This is a mindset where your mind and my mind, our minds are plugged and set into God. And what comes through all that He's created, we are blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. And we enter deeper intimacy with Him. This can lead to more powerful, transformative prayer. As we're praying, we're being transformed. And the way we pray changes. The way we are connected with God changes. And the whole prayer experience is as we align our hearts and our minds with His will. We want God to do something for us, but we don't want to do Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That's the power of worship in prayer. And when we worship God like that, then prayer does change things. It is God changing things through the strength of Him making all things, creating all things. All things are for Him. That changes things. That changes us and our hearts. And it expresses a gratitude of forgiveness. Father, forgive me for being so, so selfish. So, so materialistic. And I value stuff more than You. Forgive me, Lord. So this is talking about prayer and the power of worship and prayer when you can get on your knees and confess that you have been right with God, that your mind and heart has been somewhere else. And it is through worship individuals can find peace and comfort. You know, sometimes we look for a wrong solution to a wrong problem. So what does that mean? Well, I don't know what it means. It means that we are having our minds filled with things that don't bring peace, don't bring joy. And we wonder why we're all frustrated. We can't keep it together. It's because your mind's set on the wrong thing. And I put myself at the top of the list. This is not a sermon for you. The sermon for us, the power of worship in prayer. See, we worship and we pray. And we'll look into that in coming weeks. I don't want to keep you a long, long time. But David did that. You see how Paul did that. All the patriarchs, you see them praising God and worshiping God and adoring God. And all the power and the glory and the strength came through that worship of God, worship of who he is, what he's done, and what he will do. That's more important than anything. So I know I've gone a little fast and maybe a little long. And Father, we want to thank you so very much for your word, for the power that you've given us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Pray that you will just store some of this in our minds. And then we have the other opportunity in the future, Lord, next week, hopefully, Lord, bless us to be able to come back. And there's so much to be said about this subject, Lord. But we need you, Holy Spirit, to help us, to empower us to worship our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to be plugged into him, that he be our heart and soul and our love above all things, and that your power will flow through us to our children, to our family members, to our neighbors, that they will see that we are people of worship, and it will begin to change not only our hearts, but the hearts of other people and family members that we have relationships with, and give us new relationships with others, Lord, so that they can experience the power of worship through prayer. And so we pray this and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 He's never failed me. Never failed me. If you're here today and you haven't put your faith and trust and confidence in the Lord, I beckon you to. I pray that you will, Father, I ask you to move in the hearts and minds of those who do not believe, that they will put their faith and their trust in you, who never fails. And Lord, please do that in Jesus' name. I want us to go now to Mark chapter 14, beginning in verse 22 through 26. Mark 14, verse 22. As we partake of the body and the blood of Jesus by faith through the miracle of his grace. And while they were eating, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks. And they broke it and he gave it to his disciples saying, take and eat. This is my body. Imagine how selfless, how loving. He gives his body not only in this ceremony, but also on the cross. For after the bread and the wine that they ate, he was crucified on the cross. He gave his body and his blood for you and me. Out of his love, God really, really loves us. He's given us all. Thank you, Jesus. While they were eating, Jesus took bread and he gave thanks and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples. And he gives this to us through the Spirit today, saying, take, eat it. This is my body. This is my body. This is my who I am. I'm giving to you so that you can become who I was. You can give life. I'm giving my life away. I'm giving it to you. How many would give their lives away? And the question to you, why wouldn't you receive this life that's beyond anything you can imagine that God gave? Take it today, my brothers and sisters. Take it. This is his body. When they had partaken of the cup and gave thanks and offered it to them, and they all drank from it, he said this, this is my blood. This is my life's blood I'm giving for you and to you. This is my blood. I can't live without it. But I know that you cannot live without me. And he gave his life for us. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. It's for you and for me. It's free. And he said to them, I tell you the truth. I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink anew with you in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, oh, they went out. They went out to the Mount of Olives. Would you not partake of it? And let us sing a hymn. But first, let us, Father, eat and drink. Bless this bread, Lord, and bless this wine as we eat it. And let us be nourished by it through the power of your Holy Spirit. Nourished spiritually, Lord. Nourished and made strong in you. Oh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. The song that we're going to sing and listen to is called One Name. One name, that one name is Jesus. Amen.
All to Jesus. Now, with all that we have, we lift our voices in praise to our God, three in one, Father, Son, and Spirit.